Well, I just came short of organizing every hair on my head. He's the amazing Dr. Gray. J. Lamar Gray is number one. This is Rick Dees, member FDIC.
This is the world famous Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world with all the business love you need. StrictlyDrJ.com, StrictlyDocTorJ.com, my website, also my Instagram account. Check me out there. Okay. Four signs to know if you will hate a damn job before you take that damn job. Now, this is a real thing, okay? A lot of times I have seen a lot of people, and you may have experienced this yourself, buyer's remorse when you take a job. Because when most people take a job, unless you're 16 or 18 looking for that first job, just so you can have a little beer money on the weekend, don't tell your parents, or you can buy your first car, people generally just get a job because they need money. I mean, you know, you lost a job or you had to quit a job or your job disappeared, whatever the case is. And they always say you want to look for the next job when you get the new job, right? The best time to look for work is when you're about to start work. But sometimes that doesn't always work out for people, right? You find yourself putting too much faith in one organization and they promise you'll always have a place there. And then the economy tanks. And next thing you know, there you go out the door. And when you're like 3 months behind on your rent or about to lose your house, it's really easy to say, I just need a job, man. I just need a job. And you start counting the money. Only thing you look at for the job requirements, you don't even look at the job description. You just look at how much does it pay. We see a job pay $80,000 a year or $40,000 a year. And somewhere in your mind, you actually think they're going to give it to you in one lump sum. I don't know why you think that. It's like, oh, $40,000 a year. The first day they're going to hand me a check for $40,000. I mean, that's almost the mentality. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen that way. But you say, man, if I can save every dime they pay me, I'll have $40,000 in one lump sum, which you never do. So here are the four ways to know this. I'm trying to help you out here. Dr. J is going to help you out here. Okay, number one, first sign to know you will hit a damn job before you take that damn job. The HR manager prevents you from meeting the manager you will be working with. Yes, you should always meet the hiring manager ahead of time, even before you accept the gig. I am always shocked by people who accept a position without meeting the person they will be reporting to. And this is a practice that just started. It didn't used to be like this. It used to be the person you'd be working for would interview you. And that's the only person you would see. Then they would send you down to HR, fill out the paperwork. But now they want you to see the HR person first. That's the first stage. And they don't even talk about the job. They talk about you. So if they're trying to hide the manager from you, you know, sometimes HR's job is just to fill the position. They don't care who fills the position. We're all warm bodies to them. They don't care. Position needs to be filled. They got to fill it. They don't care if you like the person you're working with or not. It's out of their hands. So be careful of that. Okay. Because this happens. This happens all the time. Oh, don't worry. You'll meet them on Monday. Okay. Monday shows up. You meet them. One of the last jobs I had in Las Vegas, I actually interviewed with the hiring manager, which was a good thing. He made me an offer for the job. And before I started the job, I called him up and said, hey, you want to meet for a drink? And he accepted. And we met for a drink outside of company hours. It was on the weekend. I started work on Monday. We met Saturday. I said, hey, man, let me buy you lunch, buy you a beer. And we sat down and I asked him straight out, I mean, is there anybody I should watch out for? And looking back at the position now, he actually hid some stuff from me that I found out later. Like one, in 4 months, he would be quitting. He didn't tell me he was trying to hire me as his replacement, and he didn't tell anybody else either. And 3 months later, he called me into his office and said, I'm leaving. And I thought he was leaving for the day. And he said, no, I'm leaving the organization. Good luck. And after he left, I found out quickly that he was the only person that wanted to hire me. And he left me with a bunch of sharks. And then next thing you know, I was gone within a month, easily. So, but I did meet him though. So try to do that. All right. Meet the hiring manager. All right. Number two, the second sign you'll probably hate the job before you take the damn job. You do meet the hiring manager who you will be working for, but the hiring manager prevents you from meeting coworkers you will be working with. This is what this dude did. I did meet with him. I brought him lunch. We had a drink. I tried to ask him questions, but he never said. He dropped a few names, and he knew it was difficult. I mean, if he knew he was leaving anyway, why didn't he just tell me the truth? And he probably was afraid that I wouldn't take the job. And he would have been right. So he held out on me, and he did prevent me from meeting people I was going to be working with. And if I would have met the people I was going to be working with, I wouldn't have took that job because they ended up being my demise. Once again, you should always get a taste of the culture you're signing up for before you become a part of it. Take a walk around. Shake a few hands. The problem is most people are too busy calculating their past due bills and spending their first paycheck so they could be working with Norman Bates for all they care as long as they can catch up on some bills. But trust me, you want to know who you're going to be sharing a desk with. There was one woman in this particular job in Las Vegas. If I would have met her before I took the job, if I knew a person like this was working there and going to be working with me, I would have never taken the job just based on her alone. Not to mention all the other crazy people I met. They hit her real good and they were right to hide her ass because I would have not taken the job. I mean, this woman frustrated me every day I was there. Number one, make sure you meet the hiring manager and meet the people you're going to be working with because these are people you're going to spend more time with than your family, maybe for the next 10 years. The number three sign that you're going to hate the job before you take the job pays once a month. Now, this practice is huge in academia. If you are a person that lives paycheck to paycheck, payday once a month is a big adjustment. If you're not careful, you will be living paycheck to credit card to paycheck, or paycheck to overdrawn to paycheck, or paycheck to IOU to paycheck, or paycheck to I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today to paycheck. I wonder why Wimpy always said Tuesday. Did he get paid on Tuesday? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. And what if it was Monday? Did he mean Tuesday tomorrow, or did he mean next Tuesday? And what if it was Wednesday and he got paid on Tuesday? Wimpy, you broke already? You just got paid Tuesday. It's Wednesday. You already want me to buy you a hamburger and pay me Tuesday. I mean, how many hamburgers are you eating? I think Wimpy had a gambling problem or a drug problem. Being paid once a month is a huge adjustment. You'll probably hate it if you've never been there before, if you haven't worked in academia before. You'll probably hate it. So check that out. All right, it's a big adjustment, but once again, when you got bills, you got bills. Hard to budget on once a month, trust me. And finally, the fourth sign that you will hate the job before you take the damn job, the gig will not pay you enough to pay your monthly bills. This is a real thing. Listen to Dr. J. People get so desperate, they want to take a pay cut just to have a paycheck, knowing they will be in the red every single month. I know you want to get back to work. I know you sick and tired of being sick and tired of people wondering what you do all day. But please don't do this because you will be hard to work with. You will be hard to work with. You will be hard to live with. You cannot wake up every morning in the red. Right? You cannot lose money just driving to work. Every dime you spend will put you more in debt. You go to Starbucks, it puts you in debt. You get a candy bar at the vending machine, it puts you in debt. Right? I mean, you know, you buy a donut, it puts you in debt. You buy lunch, it puts you in debt. Don't do that to yourself. Don't be that desperate because you're just going to be in a foul mood and hard to deal with, and then you'll get fired. And those are the four signs that you will hate the job before you accept the job. Okay? Email me, Dr. J at strictlybizshow.com. I'm always here for you, baby. Coming up is our final segment. In case you missed it, you have got the Strictly Business Show with me, Dr. J, the sexiest business show in the world on New HD Radio.